Sometimes Vizorba sings a shaila, sometimes he does story. So today, tonight we're going to do a story. Menachem says, the non-Jews put their children to sleep with stories, but we keep our children alive with stories. Vizorba sings quotes, Rav Zev Edelman, on his way to a bris, which he was already somewhat late. When what happened was, he met outside none other than Rav Shach. Rav Shach saw that he was very busy. He was very late to the bris. He said, listen, I know you're late for the bris, but you must hear the story. It's a mitzvah lafarsim. It's a mitzvah to say the story. I actually saw this story yesterday in Rabbi Spiro's book as well. Incredible story. Rav Shach says to Rav Zev Edelman, two women were friends in their youth. They were very, very close, but when they grew up, they went their separate ways. One of them succeeded in everything she did. She had kids. She had a great job. The other one didn't succeed in anything. She never got married. She didn't have a good job. She never married. She was totally alone in the world. Years passed, and one day, a successful woman remembered her old friend, and she said she wanted to try to be able to get back in touch with her. So she wrote her a letter to keep in touch. On the very day, says Rav Shach, that her friend received the letter, she was feeling so lonely, her friend right now, the one who had nothing in her life. She felt so miserable, she was actually contemplating taking her life, lo aleinu rachmana litzlan, and committing suicide. She saw the letter in her mailbox and decided to look at it just before she swallowed the poison. She read the letter and was deeply touched by the unexpected greetings from her old friend. Says Rav Shach back to Rav Zev Edelman, just this very moment, the two old friends finished consulting with me. They're in my house. They have since become good friends again. People fail to appreciate the small act of a kind word or for a little bit of a friendship. Sometimes the price of a postage stamp, you can save someone's life, says Rav Shach. Now you see why it's such a mitzvah to lefarsim. You never know what a good letter, what a smile does to someone. I know today someone introduced himself to me. It puts you in such a better mood. It says Rav Shach and Hamish, it saved this woman's life from getting a letter in the mail. Especially in the 3 weeks, we have to understand that everything that we do is on a tremendous, tremendously high level. As we said earlier in the week, from the Zera Kodesh, from the Rav Shitzer Rebbe says, why do we say in Shemon Esrei and in davening, Uvnei Oso Bekarov Biyameinu, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should rebuild your Shalom Yer Kodesh speedily in our days. What is Biyameinu? It seems so extra. Says the Zera Kodesh in Parshas Kitetze, Rav Shitzer says, Biyameinu doesn't mean in our days, it means with our days. Uvnei Oso Bekarov Biyameinu, you should rebuild the holy city of Yerushalayim, rebuild the holy city of Jerusalem speedily with our days, with our actions towards our friends, with the good things that we say to our wives, with the compliments we say to our chavrusas, with the compliments we give to our friends, with a smile here, a smile there. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu. We want you to rebuild the third and final Beis HaMikdash. Just to close, I read another incredible story I love to share. Chaim Shmulevitz was not known for his delicacy and for his favorites on his menu. But one time, Rav David Pavarsky, Rosh Yeshiva, came over to his house. What happened was, Rav David Pavarsky was very young at this time, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz invited him in for lunch. He came in, and it was lunchtime. The Rosh Yeshiva asked Rav David if he would join him for lunch. He said, sure. Rav Chaim brought him into the apartment, and the Rebbe didn't give them each a bowl of soup. Suddenly, Rav Chaim took a spoonful and tasted it, and said, wow, how amazing is this soup? This soup has the taste of Gan Eden. But he didn't stop there. Every single spoonful, he made another compliment. And Rav David Pavarsky looked back at Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and he said, wow, this isn't the way usually the Rosh Yeshiva acts. He didn't say that. He said it in his eyes, but, you know, usually Rav Pavarsky was saying that. You know, usually Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is not the person who's so into Gashmis and this and that. Rav David was surprised. As far as you can remember, Rav Chaim barely ate. What happened was, then, finally, the chicken came out, and the Rebbe, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said to his wife, Lamaisa, the chicken's just as good because it was soaked in the soup. Rebbe then smiled very shyly, and he kept giving overly all these compliments. And Rav David had no idea what to say. Something just didn't make sense. Finally, Chaim Shmulevitz looked at him, and he said, Rav David, I want you to know something. I gave one of the most lamdish shiurim in the entire yeshiva. The whole mesechta we're learning, everyone's going B.E. and always giving. Everyone's always asking kashas here, kashas there. Many of my talmidim spent hours dissecting every word that I said. And now Rav Chaim said back to Rav David, with everything that I just told you, with all the honor that I receive, when a 19-year-old bachur comes over to me at the end of my shir and tells me that it was very clear and understandable, he enjoyed hearing it, I feel great about it, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. That's what it's all about. The bachur's words, the 19-year-old bachur, says the Rosh Yeshiva, it lifts my spirits, it makes me feel so good. Rav Chaim looked deeply into Rav David's eyes and told him that possibly the best word he ever would hear. The soup is the Rebbetzin's shir. The strength of a compliment, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. He was saying, the soup is my Rebbetzin shir. When one of my students comes and tells me how great my shir is, and it makes me feel so happy, I understand that the soup that my Rebbetzin makes, and she works on and she toils over, that's her shir. We should be Zohar B'ezrus Hashem to always look for different ways to compliment our families, our wives, our parents. And we do this B'ezrus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see us, that we're going out of our way to be able to create tremendously more opportunities for Avos Yisrael, to care, being caring for other people. If we do this, Hashem will bless us with all the great things that all the shafa comes from Avos Yisrael. B'zochot, the third and final base of Mitzvah, B'ezrus Hashem, Yisroel.